This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In medicine, doctors in training, so-called residents, say they are unionizing to stand up to expose unsafe work hours and working conditions that they believe are risky for patients. And they have research to support their claims. For years, many medical residents have said loudly that their work hours impacted patient care, but their voice was drowned out by powerful organizations like the AMA and hospital owners who had too much to lose to actually improve conditions for doctors in training. But over the past few years, doctors across California have begun to unionize. The very term resident came from the fact that doctors used to live in the hospitals or in adjacent buildings, so they would never have to leave the hospital compound, thus providing hospitals constant labor at indentured servitude wages. Certainly, some things have changed. Doctors are no longer forced to live in the hospital, but residents still are forced to work long hours, 80 hours a week, making about $12 an hour. Residents hope the union will improve working conditions. Dr. Zola Chihombori Kuo is a medical resident and union representative.
Working 80 hours a week is different when you're taking home more money, when you're not also stressed by having to live in a place that probably has a rising cost of living and your wages haven't also increased with that cost of living.
While unions may improve working conditions for doctors, they actually have a poor track record. In places where there is a medical union, conditions are not much better than they are in non-unionized hospitals. In part, this is because medical training is governed by national organizations that are highly resistant to change. The thinking by senior leaders is that I had it tough and I'm a good doctor, so they need to have it tough so they can be a good doctor. For senior doctors, a bigger concern is also resident experience. Patients' lives depend on doctors, and a fully certified doctor needs to be capable of performing a wide variety of tasks on a diverse group of patients. So yes, working 80 hours a week is nasty, but you do get twice the experience that you would get working only 40 hours a week. In the end, I predict this drive for unionization of medical residents will extend far beyond residents to practicing doctors. Most physicians in California are employed by large organizations, and most are every bit as upset as residents. They feel they are powerless to change the system. In addition, it won't be long before many of today's residents will finish their training and become accustomed to wanting a union to represent them as they seek to protect patient safety and get the best benefits they can. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.